Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president forcefully clearing the streets by Lafayette Park, clearing the streets of peaceful protests.
Where force was used, as I said the day before, to clear the president's way to St. John's Church for that photo op.
The president wanted this photo op, and he wanted to disperse that crowd.
Department of the Interior Inspector General report found the decision to move the crowd back was made hours before U.S. Park Police leadership learned of the president's photo op.
It's an issue of controversy, but the narrative we thought we knew is not the reality.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
Why are you always picking on me? What did I do to you?
You know, maybe he ought to buy an emotional support pony. But Dr. Fauci needs to cut the crap.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Wow, I that's the first time I heard that sentence where he says that when they're attacking Dr. Anthony Fauci in the third, putting himself in the third person, they're attacking science. Wow. Can someone say megalomania? Egomania? Lord. God, guy's been on the public payroll since 1968, and he thinks he's the king of the mountain. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. Boy, that food from the Brazilian steakhouse was really excellent, wasn't it? Alma Gaucha, I think it is, a prime Brazilian steakhouse. And we thank him for sending it over. And we also thank the Kowloon for sending over a fine spread yesterday from their restaurant on Route 1 North in Saugus, Massachusetts, premier Asian dining in the Boston area. So we've had some great food this week, and we really appreciate it. 844-500-4242. And I'm glad the steakhouse survived. The Alma's, they opened 17 days before all the restaurants were shut down in Boston in March of 2020. So many great restaurants are dead, and couldn't survive, and they hung in there. I'm glad they made it, because it's a good place. 844-500-4242. S&P closes at all-time high today, in spite of the fact that U.S. inflation jumps to 5% through April, in quickest rise since 2008. Remember 2008, not a good year. The great recession. That's when all the subprime mortgage interest rates finally crushed the economy, almost brought everything down. Cost the John McCain the presidency, probably. Although I don't know if he would have won anyway, but it certainly didn't make it any easier for him. Core inflation, which excludes volatile energy and food costs, rose 0.7% in May after an even bigger jump in April, and is up 3.8% over the past 12 months, the quickest rate since 1992. And when they say, excluding volatile energy and food costs, the reason they cut those out was to keep the rate lower, so it would be less scary in the headlines to the public, because they're not going to read down to the third paragraph and see that this doesn't include food and energy. So they're trying to sort of keep it seem lower than it really is by excluding food and energy, and it's just it's just a mess. I mean, there was no need for this. None of us had been thinking about inflation for a long time. I mean, inflation was never mentioned when Donald Trump was president. 844-500-4242. Republicans blame the sharp rise in inflation on lax monetary policy and freewheeling federal stimulus spending by the Bush administration, which has proposed a record $6 trillion federal budget for the next fiscal year. So we're going to talk about this. If you've seen inflation, I'm just going to throw it open here. Prices rising amid worker shortages, higher costs. I'm just reading the the headlines on news. And there's more horrible news. You know, the stimulus money that they're talking about, and how wonderful things are, and it's turned the economy around, even though everybody's just hanging out on their couch and not doing anything. So Axios, it's a left wing website. Axios is reporting that as much as 50% of the stimulus unemployment money may have been stolen. 50%. Blake Hill, the CEO of ID.me, a fraud prevention service, told the news service America has lost $400 billion to fraudulent claims, and as much as 50% of the unemployment claims may have been stolen. The CEO of LexisNexis Risk Solutions government business told Axios that at least 70% of the stolen money ultimately left the U.S., with much of it ending up with groups in China, Russia, and Nigeria. These groups are definitely backed by the state, the CEO said. Last week, federal authorities announced that Venezuelans living in South Florida and Mexico had stolen more than $800,000 in stimulus checks since the start of the pandemic. On May 28, the Office of the Inspector General found that $39 billion in unemployment money from the 2020 CARES Act had been wasted, partly due to failures in detecting fraud and improper payments. So how are they doing this? Axios reported they often steal people's personal information to withdraw money, and mules or low-level criminals are given debit cards to withdraw that money from ATMs, which then gets transferred abroad. I don't know about, you're always getting these calls to your cell phone, or maybe to your landline too. I don't even have a landline anymore. And they're asking you, this is an important message from the federal government. You are about to be indicted. You get those messages all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you, Taylor? Well,
they ask you to run down to the local pharmacy and pick up a bunch of gift cards and load them up and then give them the numbers.
Right. But it just seems like there's more of those lately. And I don't know if it involves these scams that they're running with these COVID relief operations or not. I just got one yesterday, as a matter of fact. And it's the same thing. Their English is always just a little bit off. And given that some
you better watch your microaggressions, bro.
I'm just pointing out the reality of it. Or you get something. Your Amazon Prime account has been compromised. Please go to this it's not from Amazon.com or any of those.
It's from ZWQ.
Yeah, exactly, at .USSR or .Nigeria or something like that. I mean, I don't know who they catch, other than John Podesta in the old days. I mean, I don't even think they could flip John Podesta right now. 8554. They stole half the money. 617 says, can we count the stimulus as the stolen stimulus as foreign aid? I know. It's just really bad. And a huge amount of the money was stolen in California. And out of the unemployment program there, and the woman who runs the unemployment program did run the unemployment program in California is now the Assistant Secretary of Labor. She's works for Marty Walsh, the new Secretary of Labor, who was the mayor of Boston. And how do you get promoted after you allow $32 billion to get stolen on your watch in 1 year? It's pretty amazing, but hey, I guess she's a good Democrat, so she's there. She's gonna be, if Marty Walsh continues to get into trouble for all these problems he's got with the Boston Police Commissioner and the head of the police union in Boston, these are like, if you're not from New England or from Massachusetts, you may not know about these scandals. They're starting to percolate up though. Marty Walsh, the Secretary of Labor, was before the a House committee yesterday, and the Republicans are starting to ask him about this stuff. How did you appoint this guy as police commissioner when he's charged with domestic abuse of his wife and his niece? And, you know, did you not know about this this head of the Boston Police Union who was a charged with being a pedophile 25 years earlier? You didn't know any of this stuff? And, of course, Marty's like pulling the Sergeant Schultz. It works. The Sergeant Schultz routine always works better for a Democrat than it does for a Republican. 844-500-4242. We're gonna take some calls on inflation. What are you noticing in inflation? What have you seen the price going up on? 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242.
My wife had to go to the pharmacy yesterday. I'm picking up a few things, shampoo, some eye drops for the cat. You know, nothing too crazy. She came back, she told me she spent $60. I said, what kind of shampoo are you buying? It was crazy. She bought maybe three or four items, $60. I couldn't believe it.
I got this thing called White Rain at Market Basket. It's $1. $1! I load it up.
That's what I tell her. I said, you see the name of the store? Look for that name on whatever product you're buying. Buy that one.
I know. Next time I go to Market Basket and buy some White Rain, it'll probably be up to $1.25. Damn. But you're right. I go generic. The more the prices go up, the more generic I go. We'll take some calls. 844-500-4242. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. I'm looking for it right here on my desk so I can hold it up. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm air purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. The great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie10, and you will save an additional $10 off the sale price. And you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word Howie10 at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie10. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. I use it for energy and my arthritis. For your first order, use code word Howie and save $10. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the responses thus far?
Should CNN have brought back Jeffrey Toobin?
No.
The question really should have been, can you trust Jeffrey Toobin in front of any screen?
No.
I guess you now really have to watch CNN at your own risk. 97% say no.
Yeah. How desperate are they to get the ratings back up if they put Jeffrey Toobin on the air? No, of course not.
This news program comes with an X-rated censorship.
844-500-4242. Someone 339 says, I use White Rain shampoo too for $1.29. It used to be 99 cents. It's still the best deal out there. And when it comes to shampoo, I've been going to the same barber for the last 6 years, says 781, and the prices have always been $11. I went to get a haircut yesterday and it was up to $13. That's JK from Weymouth. Here's another one. 508. Pandemic pork. 12 months ago, I stuck a pork loin in the freezer at $1.97 per pound. Today on sale, $3.99. a pound. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's, I hope Deutsche Bank is wrong, but I have a feeling this is going to get worse before it gets better. Let's take some calls. What are you seeing in the terms of inflation? Bennett, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bennett.
Hey, how you doing, Howie? Great
Good.
Show.
Thanks.
I'm running some wire down to my pond to do an aeration system, and so I'm buying this direct bury wire, 250 foot. I ordered it from Home Depot. It was $101 per roll. They screwed up my order. 2 weeks later, they say I have to go down and pick it up in Burlington for $122 a roll in 2 weeks.
Wow, that's a little over a 5% inflation rate, and they're talking about a 5% annual inflation rate. Did you ask them what the why the price had gone up like that?
No, but my local people have the same spool of wire for $220, and they said you better buy that wire at $101 because the price is going way up.
Oh wow! Thanks for the call, Bennett. Sorry to hear that for you, Billy. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Billy.
Hi, Howie. Hey, my wife goes to McDonald's every day for a nice mocha.
Yeah.
Saturday we went there, it was $1.99. Sunday we went there, it was $3.40. And so
what?
We asked the, I swear to God, we asked the cashier, you know, what happened? Well, the prices went up. And I just want to make one more comment. And I work in a really liberal city.
Yeah,
and my delusional friends, I don't know if they're my friends, they still blaming Trump about everything. And I tell them this, I said, the only good thing that's going to happen to you guys, you're going to get screwed just like I am.
Yeah, that's what you call a mighty small consolation, though, isn't it, Billy? that's infinitesimal compensation for what's happening. It really is amazing, though, that everybody still, so many people blame Trump. He's going to keep getting blamed for a very long time. 844-500-4242. Rod, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rod.
Hi, Howie. I go over a couple prices and jobs getting smashed in the Ohio Valley. The cars, junk cars, last fall, they were offering $300, and this is on Route 4 in Northwood, New Hampshire. They're offering $420. Silver. I was buying physical silver at under $23 an ounce last year. This year, you can't buy it for anything under $33 an ounce now, right at this point. And my wife, she could, the reason why I started buying silver, my wife came in, and she started talking about grocery prices. She said they're going up. I said, okay. I started looking at silver. And then jobs getting smashed. Did you hear about the United States Steel Project there in Homestead, Pennsylvania?
No.
$1.5 billion project to upgrade the coke plant and steel mill. Canceled it.
All right, do you,
steel.
Do you blame them? I don't blame them. Yeah. What about that? What about that new electric truck company in Ohio? That's they say they may be going bankrupt. I guess, you know, that could have happened under Trump theoretically because they weren't properly financed. But, you know, I think it's probably harder to get loans now because everybody's just getting very antsy about what's going to happen. Thanks for the call, Rod. 844-500-4242. 508 says the dollar menu at fast food places is now a value meal. Used to be a buck. Now it's around $1.30 to $1.75. Big bags of M&Ms are now downsized to 9.6 ounces and cost about $5.50 now. I've noticed too, this is something that happens occasionally. They try to keep the prices the same, so they cut the size. Yeah, there's fewer ounces. I got a big container of coffee, and I took it in and I put it next to the old container of coffee that I had, which was about to run out. And I noticed the new container looked like the old container's little brother, you know. It was shorter by about a half an inch, and that happened. And you know, these are the things I noticed. Coffee, I noticed ice cream is another thing, and products I buy all the time. You know, the quart of ice cream is not a quart anymore. We'll take some more calls. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So many people are texting in and calling in about this. And 207 quoted windows for my house. Went to order them 1 week later. $62 more per window. Last year, 2x6 by eights, $569. Now 17 to 20 locally. Menards, Michigan. A pound of bacon is now 12 ounces. 413, I'm involved in the trucking industry. The availability of drivers is at an all-time low. No one wants to work. Transporting goods is contributing to the rising costs. Yeah, I think that I'm sure it is. But just ask Joe Biden, they're afraid of COVID. Right, right. Limerick guy says, in a little more than a week, the cold cuts I always buy at my favorite store went from $5.99 a pound to $7.99 a pound. I couldn't believe it. 844-500-4242. Check out the cost, the rise in the cost of chicken wings, says 978. They've gone up 129% since last year. We actually have a Police Blotter Facts Friday for tomorrow. I'll just give you a tease on it. A woman was accused of trying, a woman had shot her husband because she said he was trying to poison her chicken wings. Maybe Taylor will have all the details for you tomorrow afternoon on the chicken wing crime in, of course, the state of Florida. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Howie, am I on?
Yes, you're on.
I'd like to say, yeah, Route 1, I go to this amazing donut place. I usually buy 2 dozen donuts for my office. It's about $75 for, 2 dozen. Best donuts around.
Yeah.
Guys and ladies deserve it. I went today, $85. $84.90. It went up $10 for 2 dozen donuts.
So the next time you go, Robert, how many donuts are you getting for the world's best staff?
We're going to get them the 2 dozen, but I'm just going to say my groceries have gone from $120 to now I'm averaging $150 to $170. I'm a single dad.
I
paid $3.55 for gas today.
$3.55? Wow.
I have to put premium in my car.
Oh, okay.
During Trump, I was $2.39 was the most I was paying.
I know. I was just telling the VIPs, you clean out your car and you get the receipts from the self-service pump. You just throw them down and you're cleaning out the car and you look at something from December, or January, $1.77 a gallon of gasoline. And you look at what you're paying now. I mean, it's just, it's depressing. A single guy says he's just buying for one person and it's costing him $80 a week now. 844-500-4242. Yeah, it says gas. So another one says gas prices are the big driver of all these price increases. I think that's part of it, but I don't think that's all of it. I'm thinking about back in the 70s, when the price was just going up, and it seemed like the menus, it was all tape over all the prices. Remember that? I mean, everything might as well have been like lobster, MP, market price, right? I mean, the price would just go up every week. And, I knew this one woman that ran a place in Kennebunkport, and, she would come up and, she'd come in and she'd say, the price of hamburger just went up 40 cents. And, I'd say, what are you going to do? And she'd say, I got to raise the price of every hamburger 25 cents. I said, wait a second, then you're making out like a bandit. You're making an extra $1.50 per pound if you're, you don't know what the overhead is. You don't own this restaurant. Oh, okay. I guess she had a point because every time she raised the price of burgers, even though she raised the price, I mean, she was selling fewer burgers because people would just stop going. I mean, the thing is, people look and they say, oh, well, the price of my house is going up. So,
but when the prices went back down, did her profit margins go back down respectively too?
No, I don't think she ever lowered them. No, that's the thing. They never lower nobody ever lowers the prices. I won't say they never lower the prices. Nobody ever lowers the prices because I sure wouldn't have lowered the prices. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, I called in last week and I was telling you we were looking for like 8%. But if you look at the numbers, particularly when they write reports in the newspaper, the actual number that inflation increase last month was 0.8%. You multiply by 12, it's 9.6%. And the most important number is, since Biden was elected, the actual inflation rate is 8.4% over the first 5 months of the year. I tried to rent a car this weekend, an SUV. It's usually like $100 a day.
Yeah.
$250 a day to rent an SUV.
Why is that, though, if you're in finances? I mean, is it... The car is the same car that they were renting last week. Why has it gone up?
What happened is, because of the COVID situation, a lot of the rental car companies blew their cars out last year. They sold them. Now they can't get cars, so it's being rationed by price. And you flood the system with stimulus checks and unemployment, so people have plenty of time to drive around, and that. Now they can't get supplies because everything's gone up. It's hard to replace the stock that they blew out. That's an extreme example, but it doesn't matter. The actual inflation rate's 8.5% since Biden's been elected.
And I think the inflation rate when Gerald Ford was defeated for re-election was about 7%, right? And that was considered outrageous. And of course, Jimmy Carter was way over that, and he didn't get re-elected. But, MSNBC, CNN, happy days are here again. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think they're good. None of these TV stations are doing live shots from gas stations or supermarkets the way they would be. Can you imagine if, again, we come back to that. Can you imagine if Trump were president and the real inflation rate was 8.5% and that prices were going up like this, there would just be panic. They would, they would be running around like chickens with their heads cut off on these cable shows. Thanks for the call, John. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, I got a good one for you. I work in a retail store, and the other day, last week, lobster prices went from, I can't remember what the old price was, but they went to $34.99. Last week, this week, they're $49.99 a pound for lobster meat.
Good Lord. That's got to be fuel for the boats, right? I would think. Well, one of the VIPs is from Bourne on the Cape, and she said she was at a couple of weeks ago, she paid $28 for a lobster roll. And now she went back last week, and it was $32. It's probably going to be, from what this guy says, it's probably going to be like $36 the next time. You're gonna buy any more lobster rolls for a while? Nah, not for a while. You can get some of that that pressed crab meat type thing, you know. But that's probably cost $14-15 a pound now. Doesn't taste bad, but it's not lobster. 844-500-4242, 781. But these price increases, including gas, that's what people voted for. We suspected this was what was going to happen, but I don't think the people who voted for Joe Biden had any clue that this was what was in store for them. They don't care. 844-500-4242-917. Sure, inflation is going out of control, but the Europeans love us again. Yeah, the Europeans love us again. You know, that's one way to deal with inflation is not pay your NATO dues. Save yourself billions every year. No, in all those countries in Europe. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, I'm sitting on a 6-foot picnic table, wooden, that was $99 last year at a outlet, and it's $289 now. I mean, $189. I'm sorry.
So it's
went up $100.
Yeah, so it's basically doubled in price, close to doubled in price. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the shopping basket, we used the little one. And it's usually 105. It was 190 yesterday. It's crazy.
Ugh, I know. God. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242-508. That guy quoted the price for lobster meat, not lobster. The cost in lobster meat is labor. I think that's part of it. But I also think, the boat, the fuel has something to do with it as well. So what is going on where you are? What are you paying more for? Are you noticing it? Are Biden voters starting to realize that something is going on, or are they just enjoying that extra $300 a week that they're getting for not doing anything, waiting for their next check? 844-500-4242. Let's see. Last month, sausage and pepper sandwich in a Cape Italian deli was $8.95. Last week, $10.95. This is across the board. 844-500-4242. Speaking of prices going up, the frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you, as a seller, know if you've realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car, would you? So, when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified, cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
You gotta ask yourself questions. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
This is a great text from 912. A Biden voter at work asked me why I don't bring the Costco muffins in anymore. I told her they were in my gas tank. Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. I paid $69 each for two sheets of half-inch plywood sheathing this morning, construction grade, not finished ply. Used to be $22 maximum a year or two ago in Connecticut. 508, my favorite restaurant in Leicester, Mass., serves prime rib every weekend. They sent out a Facebook announcement that due to the huge increase in the price for prime rib, they will not offer it for the time being. A couple of people told me restaurants are not serving, some restaurants aren't serving steak anymore. 844-500-4242. Filled the tank yesterday, says 508. High test, 325. As I'm pumping, the signs are being replaced to 339. That's quite a jump. Another 508. It's quite an expensive way to get rid of mean tweets. Yeah, I know. 603. Back in January 2020, I paid 18 cents a round for 9mm. It's now about 85 cents a round. Well, you're lucky you can get it. You know, a lot of places, it's extremely hard to get. Whenever we have the Cape Gun guys on, that's my first question is how much you got. And I had dinner with him a couple months ago with Brendan, and he said he spends half his day just making calls, or the other guys are making calls trying to get more ammo. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Howie.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Up here in Millinocket, Maine, hot dogs are $7.99 a pound for Rice's Red hot dogs. That's crazy.
Wow.
I went to the Hannaford's Bay, and the guy stocking the shelf told me, lobster's cheaper than that, Bill. Yeah, it's crazy. Insane.
What was it a year ago, Bill?
Probably half that price.
Wow. I like red hot dogs, but you know what? You give me that's a main thing. But you know, you give me a choice between lobster and red hot dogs. I'm going with every time. Thanks for the call, Bill. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Howie, always a pleasure with talk. Good to have you back in Massachusetts. I know you. Hopefully, you get out this way for when you're signing. Again,
yeah, I hope we hope to be at the Big E in late September. I think the Big E is going to be open, so we'll be out there, Rambo. I think.
Yeah, and as far as graft, I know I usually bring packing M&Ms, but the three-pound M&Ms went from, I don't know if you can say the names on the line.
I know. You know, people are talking about M&Ms. The price of everything's going up, so it's going to be M&Ms. I mean, Rambo, whatever you can do, just come on by. We'll be in the New England building again, I assume. Thanks for the call. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, thank God that Joe Biden is in charge of this, because if it were a Republican, all we'd hear are hysterical stories about how old people are forced to eat the cat food.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that, Joe. You're right. Remember, you're right. That we're being spared. Yes, go ahead.
That's all I called.
No, thank you, Joe. That is so true. If a Republican were president, there are more homeless people out there. They were driven out of their apartments. They couldn't afford to buy the food any longer. They're out on the street, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. When I grew up in Maine, we didn't always have a lot of money, so we had to stretch our dollars. And a good trick is to, when you get up in the morning, give yourself an extra 10 minutes, fill up your tank on the way to work. Because if you fill it up in the morning, it'll be a little bit cheaper than if you fill it up on the way home. And over the course of the year, that really kind of adds up.
We coming back to those days, John, you think?
I actually have gotten to the point where I don't always fill up now, depending upon what I have in my wallet. Yeah.
You know what? That is another good sign of the return of the 70s, is when you don't fill up. You just like say, I'll take $5 worth, or I'll take $10 worth. That's another point, just like the cat food stories.
Well, the more gas you put in your car, the more you're cutting down on your mileage, because it's heavier.
I guess. I hadn't even thought about that.
It might be fractions of a penny, but it's something.
Speaking of ammo, my son trap shoots, says 207. We used to buy it last year at $50 a flat, 250 rounds. Now it's 120 to 160. Let's see. I just spent $63 to fill up a cargo van. Last year it was $35 to $40. Someone says, not only is everything going up in price, but I have to be scolded for being white on half the products. Well, I mean, what about Burger King? You know, they're going up against Chick-fil-A. Oh, it's for week. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to step on Taylor's Weekend Woke, which is coming up in about 30 minutes. I forgot about that. Sorry. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I was thinking... You know, it's not going to matter what the economy does right now, because the White House and the mainstream media are just going to keep blaming Trump for this, and they're going to get away with it. I had a conversation recently with a buddy of mine, well, a political, you know, opposite of mine anyway, but he was saying the only reason Trump did so good with the economy is because Obama set him up. And I'm like, oh, is that the reason why Clinton did so good in the White House? Because Ronald Reagan set him up? And he said, no, it doesn't work like that. Like, oh my God, you just can't win sometimes.
I know. I think, though, that, you know, there's one thing about rising prices. Don't you think they galvanize one's attention? They force you to concentrate. You know, you can't go to your Facebook postings for your news. You start to pay attention. I think. I hope anyway. I hope your friend is an exception to the rule. 844-500-4242. I think people were paying attention in 1980 and 1976 when they voted for president, because they threw out the guy that was in the White House, because he was the one who was presiding over on inflation. I've said it before that. Frank Sargent, when he lost for governor of Massachusetts in 1974, they said to Dukakis, a real loser, obviously, they said, did you lose because of Watergate? And he said, no, the price of hamburger killed me. I think that's more important. I'm Howie Carr.